Michigan aims to set up a public network of 100,000 electric vehicle charging stations by 2030 to support an anticipated 2 million EVs on local roads. Millions of dollars worth of investments have entered the state in recent years to support that vision. Now, a new report put together by some of Michigan's trade organizations offers guidance on making it a reality. Clean Fuels Michigan policy analyst Chase Adonasio and Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council policy principal Sophia Schuster tells WDET's Alex McLennan the so-called transportation electrification roadmap includes policy and spending recommendations.
This roadmap was developed by Michigan EIBC and Clean Fuels with input from policymakers, stakeholders, and our industry partners to realize those goals.
So this is a pretty big report, but what are some of the elements in the roadmap and maybe what are some of the more crucial recommendations?
So the way that the roadmap is structured, we have it kind of divided into three different categories or buckets of information. And there's a list of recommendations dedicated towards growing and advancing the charging infrastructure in the state. There's a list of recommendations talking about vehicle deployments in the state. And there's a list of recommendations in a section on the roadmap talking about grid readiness and reliability as we transition towards vehicle electrification. Touching on the charging infrastructure and the vehicle deployment, one of the really key policy recommendations that we have outlined in the roadmap is implementation and passage of a clean fuel standard in Michigan. This is a policy that we've seen adopted on the West Coast, originally passed and started by, no surprise, California in 2011. Since then, Oregon and Washington have adopted the policy as well. The numbers are nothing to snuff at, and we've seen in California a clean fuel standard has created a market for clean fuels that surpasses $2.8 billion in the first 7 years of the program. So it's no surprise that the states that have this type of policy have some of the most robust and comprehensive networks of EV chargers. Like I mentioned, the kind of last bucket was on policies related to grid readiness and reliability, and I know Sophia spent a lot more time on that than I did.
So I think one of the things that I like to point to when we talk about grid readiness and reliability is actually a more recent audit that came out that was kind of required by the Michigan Public Service Commission. And the audit highlighted some troubling issues around Michigan's grid reliability, which Michigan, for those who don't know, has the second least reliable grid in the country. And so that's pretty disconcerting.
And to be clear, when you talk about the power grid, you're talking about the power grid as a whole, right? Not just as it pertains to EV charging?
Yeah. It's the power grid in general. It's the distribution system specifically. So it's the state system that would powers your homes, essentially. So I guess the reason that I like to talk about that is because utility spending, the opportunity for utilities to spend funds for distribution system upgrades are really important. And I think, unfortunately, this has been incredibly politicized over the last several years. But instead of seeing EVs as a burden to the grid, we also have the chance to look at electric vehicles and the charging infrastructure that support them as a solution to supporting a healthier grid.
Based on the report, do you guys think the state's EV goals are realistically obtainable, or do expectations maybe need to be adjusted?
We identified opportunities that were kind of short, medium, and long term. I think we actually have the capacity to pass legislation on that transportation electrification plan. Of course, a lot of it depends on the political climate, but I think we can get a lot of these things done that we're recommending in the roadmap, within the next couple of years.
The goal of having 2 million electric vehicles on the roads it is an important goal. And I think that realistic sense that we achieve having 2 million electric vehicles by 2030, the closer we get, I think it gets to be a little bit more and more unrealistic. But at the end of the day, Michigan is eventually going to have 2 million vehicles on the roads. And we do have to start thinking now about how we create a landscape and support infrastructure deployments that are going to facilitate those vehicles on the roads.
That was Clean Fuels Michigan policy analyst Chase Adonasio and Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council policy principal Sophia Schuster. They spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.